This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, 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 Elizabeth Benton here. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I'm going to tell you guys about a little mistake that I caught myself making, and I made this mistake in the gym, but when I recognized it and as I thought about it and worked to correct it, it dawned on me that this is the exact mistake a lot of people make when they're trying to improve their food choices and or lose weight. So first I'm going to tell you about the mistake I made at the gym. But then I want to really spend our time going through deliberately how this manifests in terms of food and weight loss attempts and how it really backfires. Really, really backfires. So here's my screw up. Back in November, I took a double under seminar at my gym. For those of you that don't know what double unders are, it's jumping rope, but it's sort of the next level of jump rope. So basically, for every one jump, the rope passes underneath you twice. One jump, two full rotations of the rope, hence the name double under. It goes under you twice for every one jump, as opposed to single unders, which is the traditional jump rope. All right, they're basically a common move in CrossFit. So because of that, my gym hosted a seminar to help members get better at them, and I went to it. The coach, Dan, who hosted the seminar, challenged us afterwards to practice our double unders every day for a month. And I did. I would get to the gym, warm up a little bit before class. I love to work on new things at the gym because it's so easy to see improvements when you are consistently doing the work, and I like that kind of progress and feedback. So every day I would go to the gym, warm up for a little bit, and then begin my double under practice before the class workout. My thought process was, hey, the more time I spend attempting double unders and growing that consecutive number of double unders without tripping or doing a single, the better I would get. And the more I did them in workouts versus doing single unders and doubling the number of single unders, or if the workout called for 30 double unders, I would do 60 single unders. And I thought, well, if I just keep doing double unders in workouts, in practice, I'll get better and better and better. But after a couple weeks of practice, and in the first couple weeks, I was getting better. But then after a couple weeks, I stopped getting better. I was stuck at the same level. And I was frustrated because at first I was seeing progress and then I wasn't. And I started to get really mad. And when you're doing double unders frustrated, it makes them even harder. Here was the error though. I was choosing intensity over stamina. I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that. And this is the mistake a lot of people make when it comes to nutrition. But I jumped right to the end point, double unders, practice more. I thought that was the fastest way to make progress. Just do more double unders more often, and if I put in the time, I'll get better. Alternatively, if I had not gone to that intensity point, the end point, the double under, but rather focused on stamina, and by that I don't mean cardiovascular stamina in the traditional sense, I mean really the foundation, which is what I ended up doing after 3+ weeks of practice, I can work on the foundation instead of going right to the end point. Starting with the basics, building the foundation instead of going right for the end point, all in intensity. So I changed my strategy. And for a week, I just focused on my arms while doing single unders. Are my arms staying close to my body? Am I rotating only my wrists without involving my arms or my shoulders? Are my arms staying relaxed? And I still practiced every day, but I was doing single unders, practicing on an important component for doubles and for singles, which was my arms. And that was pretty easy for me. I had that down pretty well anyway, so then I was able to move on to the next thing. One of the things with double unders is you're more likely to trip if you're traveling while you jump. So if you start in one place and then you're slowly moving forward or slowly moving to the right or slowly moving to the left, you're more likely to trip on the rope when you're not totally stationary. So using the lines on the floor, I would box myself in. And every day while I was practicing, still aware of my arm position, relaxed arms, arms close to the body, rotating from the wrist and not from the elbow or, God forbid, from the shoulder, I would practice just staying in that little box, working on not to travel while I moved. That's part of the foundation. And that was a hard one for me. That took more time than getting the arm stuff down because I had never worked on that before, certainly not regularly. It was easy for me to travel 3 or 4 feet left, right, backwards, forward over the course of a workout. And so it took a lot of practice to stay in one spot and just go up and down, not creeping centimeter by centimeter, inch by inch, forward or backward or to the left or to the right. Once I felt comfortable with that, I started focusing on my actual jump. Still trying to stay in the same place, still aware of keeping my arms relaxed close to my body, rotating from the wrist, but then I was focusing on not breaking form as I moved up and down, meaning not kicking my heels up as I go up, not bending at the hip as I swing the rope, but very much a pogo stick style jump, spending as little time on the floor as possible, toes touch, back up, body position staying the same. My body should look the same when I'm touching the ground and when I'm up in the air, really working on keeping that consistent body position. I was building the foundation instead of just attempting double unders. Double under, double under, double under. Why is my chain of consecutive double unders not growing? I decided to go for the foundation instead of the end result. And I was building these pieces together, and eventually, once I felt like my body position was consistent, then I just worked on a higher, slower jump. Then without the rope, I would do that higher, slower jump, arms the way they're supposed to be, body position the way it's supposed to be, double tapping my fingers on my legs just to get the rhythm, because a big part of double unders is the rhythm. So without a rope, high jump, solid body position, right? Eyes focused, arms relaxed, moving my wrists, and I would just double tap my thighs at the top of every jump without a rope, just to get used to that rhythm of the double wrist rotation and single jump. Always paying attention to, okay, as I add this piece, do the other pieces stay together? Or, oh, wait, as soon as I add that double tap, is my body position changing? Okay, then that's what I need to work on. Building that foundation. Then single, single, double. Single, single, double. Single, single, double. Working on getting that rhythm up to 100 before going single, double, single, double, single, double. It feels slower in the short term to break down all these tiny pieces instead of just going right to the double unders and practice, practice, practice double unders. But here's the problem with what I did. At some point, you're just practicing doing it wrong, right? If you don't have that foundation, if you don't have that consistency and that stamina, then you can just be practicing doing it the wrong way. And you're not going to get better when you're practicing doing it the wrong way. You're jumping ahead and you're trying to work on this endpoint without having the foundation that allows it to be successful in place. Repetition is not the same thing as practice. When I took the approach of double unders every single day, that's not the same thing as practice, because repetition of something done incorrectly or not well is not practice. It's, I guess, technically practicing the wrong way, but it's not the kind of practice that's going to drive an improvement, going to drive progress to what you want. When we practice, we're not just getting in reps. We are deliberately trying to improve. We aren't just going through the motions and assuming that the effort and the repetition is enough, because it's not. The same is true with nutrition changes. You will hold yourself back when you choose intensity over stamina. For example, diving into a keto diet because you're frustrated with the fact that you've been eating crap since Halloween. so you just go full-blown keto when you might not have the foundation for that level, that degree of change. Or clearing out your pantry of the Lay's potato chips and the cookies and saying, today my whole 30 starts. I'll let you know right now, I don't have anything against a whole foods diet or a keto diet or a vegan diet or anything else for that matter. But the reason these things fail so often, or our implementation or application of them fails so often, is because we jump to the intense change without the stamina established, without the fundamentals, the foundation in place. When I'm working with clients, we take a gradual approach to change. And I overlooked this in my double under practice, right? But we build a foundation and we build stamina before pursuing intensity, because we need that foundation in order to not rely solely on willpower, because that will fail us. I know we've all experienced that. Make some of my clients a little or even a lot crazy that we take this gradual approach, because they're so used to going for intensity and they haven't yet seen that there is another way, and they don't yet trust that there is another way that can actually be more effective, even if in the short term it seems slow. But here's what we need to think about when we feel that fear that if we slow down, we're slowing down. Your fast approach, going for intensity, isn't all that fast when you keep giving up and starting over. We overlook that part. No. Do not tell me that we are going to go slow and build a foundation because I need to lose this weight now. Well, look, I get that you believe that, but all of your attempts at this all-in intensity-based approach, when after a week or 3 weeks or a month, you're like, ugh, I fell off the wagon, I went off the rails, and then you're finding a way to begin again, maybe after a month or 2 months of drifting, even 2 days of drifting. When you find that you keep beginning again, your intense get results fast approach isn't all that fast. It's circular. It's cyclical. You never really get anywhere. So when I'm working with clients in the Fat Loss Fast Track, perfect example, one of the things we start with is journaling. Not trying to change our food choices, even though that's what everybody's dying to do. Journaling, bringing awareness to what you're eating, how much you're eating, when you're eating, how it makes you feel, how it impacts your energy, when you're hungry, when you're not. Awareness and attention is critical. And I talk in detail about this in episode 206. So if you want to know more about that first step, listen to episode 206. Then after we talk about journaling and we really build that and we get very consistent and focused on that, we still don't jump to nutrition. We still aren't trying to change our food choices. We start working on our thoughts, because it's our thoughts that drive our choices. And yes, it makes people a little bit crazy, but it works. And the approach that doesn't make them crazy usually doesn't work in the long term, because it's choosing intensity before establishing stamina. So we talk about thoughts because they drive our choices, and we look at the thoughts we use to talk ourselves into eating, thoughts we use to talk ourselves out of a good choice or into a choice that isn't aligned with our goals, thoughts that make us feel like it's hopeless, thoughts that remind us that we're capable of creating change and remind us of how we can create it today. We're building a foundation, focusing on stamina before intensity. Then we tackle nutrition, but not everything. We start with breakfast. And even in that pursuit, we're not going for perfection, which would be intensity, right? We are making a gradual improvement along the spectrum of your choices that represents a move in the right direction. The 12 weeks of the Fat Loss Fast Track are about stamina and not intensity, which can be very hard to get on board with because we want to rush. We want to get there fast. But the intensity-first approach usually leads to fast frustration and feeling like you just can't keep it up. It's easy to think about this in terms of fitness, though maybe the double unders example is a little abstract if you've never done double unders or tried to improve there. But I think if we think about it as a runner, that can be a lot easier. Maybe you're not a runner, but you want to be. You want to run your first road race. You think it would be really cool to be a runner and get out there and, you know, you look at other runners and you think they look amazing and like they're so fit and you want that. You're all excited, you're motivated, you're ready to go, and you take off like a shot out of a gun. You're motivated and you psych yourself up to do it and crush your excuses, just don't stop. But after a couple of minutes, you're exhausted. It was harder than you thought it would be. You're tired, it hurts, so you stop. And then you're frustrated and you think you suck and you're a terrible runner. It wasn't any fun. You went for intensity instead of building stamina. It's not as fun or as sexy to think about, you know, jogging for 30 seconds and then walking for 2 minutes and repeating that for 20 minutes. Gradually increasing those running intervals by just 5 seconds over weeks and weeks and weeks. It's not as sexy. It's not as intense, but it is far more sustainable. We want to go fast, but we pursue strategies that are only fast for a sprint. And guys, this isn't a sprint. It's the rest of your life. I love what Matt Frazier, who is the winner of the CrossFit Games men's individual for the last couple years, he says, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Lots of people in competition want to come out hot, but it backfires because they're slower in the long run than the person who starts out slow and smooth and can sustain it. You don't want to burn out. You don't want to keep starting over. So you've got to remind yourself that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. I don't recommend anybody just declare from where they are right now, sugar-free, or I'm not eating between meals, I'm fasting, I'm going keto. What does it mean for you to build a solid foundation? What is the foundation you've yet to establish? Is it journaling? Is it a fat loss breakfast? Is it the golden rules of carbs and fat loss? I talk about that in detail in episode 195. But don't try to do it all. A year ago, or maybe more now, I did an episode about the lessons I learned while doing 45 hot yoga classes in 45 days or something like that. And one of the lessons that they talked about in yoga related to yoga poses, but is very applicable here, was alignment before depth. It's so easy when you're standing in a yoga class to want to do the pose as it's intended to be done. And then you fail miserably and you think I suck at yoga. But if you go into it with the perspective alignment before depth, I'm going to make sure I'm getting my body in the right position before I try to go into the advanced level of the pose. I remember for me, there was one particular pose, and of course, I don't remember what it was called, but it was a one-legged pose. And before I even attempted to extend my leg or bring my head down to my knee, I would literally just practice standing on one leg and perfecting that position. Because it's not as easy as just stand there on one leg. Like, I can do that too. But it was standing on one leg and really contracting my quad, contracting my glute, having my hips in the right place, pulling my body weight up out of my hips so I'm not settled down in my pelvis, keeping my shoulders back, keeping my gaze straight, and really nailing that position. Even when I'm like, oh, come on, you can do more. I bet you could bend down and grab your toe. I'm not going for that depth until I have this alignment down solid. And that is a faster path of progress, even if it doesn't feel as sexy, as an exciting, as going for it and then feeling like you can't do it and you're not as good as anybody else. Take your eyes off everybody else or where you think you should be and build that solid foundation and choose stamina, foundation before intensity, before advancement. Focus on alignment before depth. Get your form right and get it consistently right before you go and try to add more. Even when it feels like you're going slower in the short term, because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And what would your journey look like if you never had to give up again? Right? You plant first, and then you cultivate, and then you harvest. And generally, we want to harvest the same day that we plant. We feel like we put in the effort over the last 4 days, so we should be seeing the results now. We don't pay attention to that cultivate part. We hardly pay attention to that plant part. All we want is the harvest, without any regard for planting and cultivating. And that's not how it works. You do the work, and then you pay attention, and you get better, and you keep doing it. And when you do that, over time, you get to harvest the rewards. In CrossFit, Ben Bergeron, who is the owner of the gym to which I belong, he talks about mechanics, consistency, and relative intensity. First is the mechanics, the basics. Understand them, do them right. Then, consistently, do them right all the time. And then, relative intensity. So many of us with nutrition go right to relative intensity. And then we burn out. And then we start over. Get the foundation. Get to the basics. And that is what the Fat Loss Fast Track is about. And I think that's why my excitement is so freaking high right now. Because this is the last week of the fall group. And I love talking to them about finishing strong and what that looks like. And I just wrote a blog about that yesterday. You can check it out. But also because this winter session, hammering these basics, I'm more excited about it than ever because I've spent the last few weeks talking to folks in the Fat Loss Fast Track about how we can make it better, how we can make it more fun, how we can make it more engaging, and really enjoy the process of getting these fundamentals in place, really nailing the mechanics, focusing on the consistency, and not falling into the trap of being lured by intensity and then given up on it after a few weeks. And one of the things that's an awesome change, I've mentioned it a couple times now, but as I keep working on it, getting ready for the January 7th launch, my excitement is growing, and that is the new Primal Insiders channel. You've probably heard me mention it. The reason that I am developing this for the Fat Loss Fast Tracks for this winter is because there's so much that happens in the Fast Tracks behind the scenes. So not in the Facebook group, not in the webinars, not in the Level Up lectures, coaching moments, right? Things that happen between me and one other person if they're struggling, if they've experienced a big win, feedback that I send out to an individual on their journal review. And I want to share those moments. So there's going to be this Primal Insiders channel exclusively available to folks in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks and in the Masters Club. And there's going to be 4 to 6 of those Primal Insider moments every single week for the duration of the 12 weeks. Shorter than podcasts, but just for folks in the Fat Loss Fast Track and the Masters Club. So excited about that. I know that it's going to really help people in their tough moments to build that consistency and not drift and not get frustrated and not feel like temptation has more power than they do. It's going to be epic. I'm so freaking excited. So I already opened up enrollment to the waitlist. You can go to the Work With Me tab on primalpotential.com, or alternatively, you can email me directly, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. And if that is not for you, totally get it, respect it. It's not for everybody. That's why I do as much of it as I do for free. If you are in the free camp, and if you're in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks as well, it's open to everybody. Join me for the New Year's online workshops. They are totally free. They are live. You pick the day and time that works best for you, Jan 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. We will spend about the first 70% of our time together talking about creating a sustainable plan for creating change in 2018 without jumping to intensity, but really focusing on your foundation and figuring out how to make that work for you. And then the last 20 to 30% of our time together, we will be talking about those details of the Fat Loss Fast Track, what it is, how it works. Alternatively, if you want to know now, you can listen to episode 391, although I have added some enhancements without increasing the price, to register for those online workshops. They are free. They are live. primalpotential.com/Jan18. primalpotential.com/Jan18. If you want to register for the Fat Loss Fast Track now, head over to the Work With Me tab on primalpotential.com. Or if you're confused, you're lost, you have questions, just email me. Happy to help. If you've been in a previous fat loss fast track and you want to move on into the veterans, shoot me an email. We'll figure out what level you're at and we will go from there. Hope you guys have a great day. When you have a spare minute, head over, check out the new primalpotential.com. We had a site redesign that I love, and check out the blog. I've been posting a lot of really cool stuff on the blog lately, and I don't want you to miss it. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.